Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Good afternoon, Houston, and thanks for joining us for hour two of our three-hour business extravaganza every single day when we bring you the best in sports and entertainment from a standpoint of keeping it rational and professional at all times. Nicholas Sharara is behind the glass, and he'll be producing.
Wow, really? You go by Nicholas?
Never.
Now you are. Barry Laminack to my right. I am Joel Blank.
I'm surprised you didn't hit me with a barreled.
No.
If you're there was other things
that I would hit you with before that, but no.
Nicholas Barreled and Joel.
We know that...
Joel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kurt Lowe. by the way, I'm glad, but Kurt Lowe, I'm sure, has plenty to say about this. So we've getting people that are loyal listeners that love the participatory element of the show, so much so that they've decided to rename themselves. The artist formerly known as... The artist formerly known as JJ.
Why'd you call him out like that? He was in undercover.
Hey, wait.
The artist formerly known as JJ.
Today to start defending Joel, which I'm a little apprehensive about.
Wait, what?
What does this say, by the way? Johnny One Hand? Okay, I get that. Now,
Joel, you gave me that name.
I know that, but I can't read the whole screen. So it's Johnny One, and there's... It looks like if it was Johnny One Eye, I would be fearful of taking this call. But since it's Johnny One Hand, I understand it. Now, next week, JJ, we expect you to just say the symbol. You're just going to be a symbol next
week.
Okay,
yeah. Formerly known as.
Right.
Yeah, well, you called me Johnny One Hand, which I thought was hilarious. I know. So I said that, you know, calling is Johnny One Hand.
And by the way, before we get any further, and Barry and Nick, for your enjoyment, so after JJ started this whole thing with his sideline reporter being Jenna Jameson, and then you guys hammered him on the fact that he needs more current porn stars, I had jotted down when JJ had like submitted one of his lists of like some of the names, because I wasn't familiar with some of them either.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I wasn't familiar with any of them. I didn't say any of them, but I wasn't familiar with some of them. And can I just tell you that my wife stumbled upon that list?
Uh-oh.
And instantaneously, I was the dirtiest man on the planet in her mind.
Of course.
That's how it goes.
So I owe you that, John. Johnny One Hand. Please continue.
Yeah, well, I feel bad about that because I've been able to keep this from being discovered myself, which I kind of sweat.
Can I get your wife's Twitter handle then? Because I needed to send her what you sent us in terms of the visuals.
Yeah, do not send the visuals.
Okay.
But anyway, the reason I called in today, and I haven't called in a while. I've been listening every day, but, you know, listeners don't want to hear me all the time, and they want to listen to you guys. But I wanted to bring up something yesterday about Jordan Brady, but then I feel like Barry and Nick, and Barry, I'm scared to say this because you're so damn quick-witted. You're like a Ginsu, you know, and you make a living being a comedian. But Joel, I think, is getting a little bit beat up. I think y'all are just trying to stir it up because I don't see Joel coming across as you know, backtracking on the rocks or anything. I think his take's been the same since day one. And I'm going to tell you guys, I watch every play. I go to games. I spend my money. I watch these last two games, and my concern with the Rockets is they've given up 120 or more the last two games, and you're not beating anybody in the NBA trying to score 120 points a night. And if they're not going to make a commitment team defense, they're not going to advance in the playoffs. They're not going to beat anybody, and that's my take on it, because we can talk all day about Harden and his lack of defense, but the entire team has got to show up and not be giving up 120 points a game. They're not physical enough. They're not focused on enough. And if they're just going to try to outscore everybody, they're going to win a lot of games. But come playoff time, as you guys well know, it tightens up. The shooting gets tougher. That really concerns me. But my only point I wanted to make about the reason I called in besides defending Joel was this. You guys were talking yesterday, and I don't want to regress, but I wanted to call in and didn't get to the Brady-Jordan thing.
Yep.
The only thing I want to say about that is this. You can't compare the two because it's two different sports. So when people start getting greatest of all time or who's that's just a point I don't think even be discussed other than just casually. But here's the thing about Michael Jordan. I'm old enough that I've got to watch Jordan play. I've actually got to play golf with Michael Jordan once in North Carolina, so I know the guy. Let me tell you guys something. When you win six championships, three back-to-back twice, and you're defensive player of the year and offensive player of the year and MVP of the league, and MVP of the series. No disrespect to Tom Brady, who's probably the best quarterback that ever played, but Jordan affects the entire game, and Tom Brady affects the game offensively. He doesn't play defense. And that's where I think if you're going to make a distinction between the two, that's where it comes down to. And, of course, you know, one last point, the Rockets. We need a guy like a Michael Jordan. I don't mean a skilled player. I'm talking about the guy who will not accept anything less than 100% effort, especially on defense. And I hope they can find somebody in the trade to bring that kind of toughness to the team, because that's the one piece they're missing. I'm going to hang up and listen. I just want to tell the three of you, I got a new poll on three hottest ones ever, and I'm going to be sending that to you tonight.
Jeez. Nice. How about send it during work hours? Because at night I could get in a lot of trouble if I write them down.
Appreciate the call, JJ.
Thanks, JJ. Look, and here's the thing too, guys. To his JJ's point, and I still think they needed low post, as we talked about, one low post guy defensively and a little bit offensively. But there's three guys on that Celtics team. Because look, that Celtics team shows you just how weak the East is. They're a top four team. They have talent. I don't even think Isaiah Thomas is a quote-unquote superstar, but he's a hell of a player. They need a wing that can create and score. But they have something that the Rockets, to JJ's point, could use just one of. They got three guys that will beat the hell out of you, stick up for their teammates, and if they have to, just take their will and impose it on you. Jay Crowder is just a bad dude. Like, he's not taking crap from anyone. And he's a tweener that's succeeding in this league because he's an ass kicker. I think Marcus Smart on a smaller level is a similar type player. And because Thomas is the kind of guy that doesn't take any crap from anybody, will talk with you and back it up. I think that's kind of where JJ was going to. It's not a goon like in hockey, but someone that's got everybody's back, but also says, and if you challenge me, I can knock you down or I can take you to the rack. That would be great.
It would be great. And I'm still more on the post defense presence than the post offense.
That's what I think more than that. I agree. But I appreciate JJ's call, but the big thing for me is just the fact that, look, I haven't changed my opinion all season long on the fact that on what they need to improve on. But again, I give them full credit for the fact that what they've done to this point in the season, even with losing 6 out of 9, is nothing short of impressive.
I just want to go on record and say JJ's call was terrible because he defended Joel.
And what I'd like to say is, JJ, I'd like you to call 713-627-DUNK. That's 713-627-DUNK. And let the people that know over at the Big Sequoia that Joel is fair and sticks with his word of his takes.
Stop it. A couple of texts before we bust on out of here. Somebody said, renaming yourself is stupid. That was from Steelers, Spurs, and Soccer Fan Juan. He used to just be Steelers Fan Juan. So he's added a couple of things there to the mix. People are asking, can this team get another Pat Beverly, which I don't think would be such a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
If he could shoot a little better, Pat Beverly, that'd be great.
He's been doing pretty well from that corner three, though, hasn't he? He's been
Ariza leads the league from corner threes.
Yeah, but Bev's has been knocking them down a little bit, too.
As I said, when they get spot-ups and they don't have to create or they're not contested, both Ariza and Beverly are better-than-average three-point shooters.
281 said they need Millsap, so there you go.
I would love that.
We are caught up now.
I think Millsap's the kind of athletic four that kind of is the alter ego of Anderson. He can run the floor with the pace that the Rockets want to play, but he'll do the dirty work. He'll get the rebounds, the block shots, physical, can guard on the post. I think Millsap's a great fit. I just think financially he's not. Right now I want to tell you about Infuse Energy. It's a locally owned and operated company that can solve all your home and or business energy needs. It's a fantastically locally owned and operated company by Josh Pesikoff, and it's run with you in mind. That means if you have a customer service issue and you call, you'll get a human being, and they'll work with you on the phone until it is solved. They will make sure that they tailor make a program for you that is the best energy program for what you do and don't do with your energy needs. That means if you have a business and you're open from 9 to 5, closed at night, they'll front load it to be more during the day where you're usage is the most. If you're at home only at night and on weekends, they'll do the same thing if you have needs at home with your energy. And the best part of all of this, 100% green energy at your fingertips. Sign up, choose a green plan that offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits and decreases your carbon footprint. It's all a win-win. 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit right off the top, and you make sure that you are dealing with locally owned and operated people that have your back. They're not trying to screw you. When your contract expires, they don't charge you a higher rate, and they always work with you on the fly to make sure that your program is tailor-made for your needs. That's Infuse Energy. Head to infuseenergy.com or 844-INFUSE2.
smoking a German beer with a Cuban cigar.
If you're headed to Houston for the big game, you need to hit the big Texas party. This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and I'll be there with my teammate Randy White.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Nick, till 4 o'clock as we welcome you into the boardroom. So if you have issues on the agenda, please bring them up accordingly. But wait your turn and please be polite when people chime in with their opinions. How about that?
Okay.
Brandon Hannon says, Pete Chilcutt, best Rockets player ever, question mark. I say close race with Richard Petruska.
World Be Free.
Von Wafer.
Sleepy Floyd.
Scott Brooks. Thomas Hamilton.
Dave Feidel.
Murph used to, you guys remember Thomas Hamilton?
No.
Murph used to call Thomas Hamilton two sandwiches because he was two sandwiches short of 350 pounds.
Nice.
He played, he was a seven-footer. He played in the pajama era. He and a guy by the name of Rashard Griffith, who played at Wisconsin, were both seven-footers on the Chicago King high school basketball team, which is saying something, right? And so they were both highly recruited. The big thing was Thomas Hamilton was the quarterback on the football team. Can you imagine a seven-foot, close to 300-pound high school kid dropping back to pass and challenging kids? Yeah, I dare you to try and bring me down.
Right?
Like he was large and in charge. So yeah. Murph nicknamed him Two Sandwiches because he was two sandwiches short of 350.
Yeah, Dr. Dre on 290 texted in and said he just wants some dudes, I won't read what he actually said, with some bleeping heart. That's what he wants on the team. He's sick of these front runners. Bitch-ass front runners, as he called them.
My man Dr. Dre is a guy that knows, has his finger on the pulse of the Rockets, season ticket holder in the past with the Rockets, and I can appreciate he has a point to an extent.
Yeah, yeah, he does indeed. He does indeed. Hey, I wanted to read this funny little thing here that I found. You know, they simulate every year the Super Bowl with Madden, right? And there's actually, by the way, the hour is brought to you by the Gamer Wall, where your gaming skills and wallet intersect. You can take on other gamers, make a legal wager on the game. It's really cool. Check it out, gamerwall.com. But I was thinking about that because I saw this article about Madden 17, and they simulated the Super Bowl 5 months ago in August. And the simulation actually had the Atlanta Falcons winning the Super Bowl back in August.
Which is pretty awesome.
Pretty damn surprising. Now, they beat the Steelers, which is pretty close because, you know, the Steelers just lost to the Patriots, but that's about where the goodness ends. So in the, you know, in the simulation itself, they beat the Steelers 41-35 in the Super Bowl. The rest of it though, not so good. They had the Jags and the Saints making the conference title game, and the Bengals won the AFC North. It going 12-4, and then the Rams won the NFC West. So,
oh my God,
you kind of got to take into account that not all of this was completely accurate. They had the Patriots actually losing in the wild card round. So take that for what it's worth. But I just thought that was kind of appropriate, being that the GamerWall.com is sponsoring this hour, that the Madden got it right for the most part.
Well, and that's cool. The other thing, because remember I said during the first round of the playoffs that they did all those simulations.
Yep.
And increasingly, though, they're getting better and better at predicting the outcome of matchups, games, scores. It's getting kind of scary in some ways,
which is really difficult to do. And I think in the NFL, because I feel like the NBA is way more predictable.
You know? Yeah.
So
a lot of the NBA predictability is based on schedule. Like, you know, like for instance, the Rockets' two trips to Minnesota on back to backs, you just knew they were going to come out flat and need energy. And it's a really tough situation. And thankfully, they were able to prevail in the first of the two. But scheduling has as much to do with a lot of the predictability of NBA games, I think.
I could see that.
The NBA, and this is going to be a challenge. I don't know if you guys heard this. This is my biggest challenge to see if it actually can come to fruition. The NBA swears this is the last year of four games and five nights for any team. I just think trying to cram 82 into their window, I don't know how you can avoid that. That's like saying there's going to be no more back-to-backs. I don't know how you can do that.
It's impossible, I think. Also, hey, by the way, I saw this thing, this Madden Bowl Live Finals. Nick, okay. I know you play Madden quite a bit because you're on the gamer wall, right?
I am.
And you play. They actually have a Madden Bowl like tournament where they put 16 players that play Madden in a tournament. They come out. Do you know how much they get for this, for winning this?
Tens of thousands.
Quarter mil.
Oh, wow.
A quarter mil for playing video games. Do you know how much I make at home losing to 13-year-olds on the internet? $0.
Did I not say to you the other day?
Zero damn dollars.
We were in a break or after the show, and I said to Barry, I used to play video games as a kid, but if I'd have known that it would have become a lucrative financial opportunity, I might have focused a little bit harder on my gaming skills.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to be an IG Boogs? That's one of the names of the guys that plays.
Better than that. I think that if you think about being Mark Flood, I think that it would be a gaming situation.
Why are you dogging on
without getting
Floodsy
in a rabbit hole? I think if you go to thegamerwall.com, we can tell you how you can make money.
Why are you killing old Floodsy over
it's
there?
Dead on accurate, and you know it.
It's pretty damn good. Some of the names of these guys: Spot Me Please, Serious Mo, Skimbo. Skimbo has neck tattoos. I don't know if I trust Skimbo. He looks like he has neck tattoos and would stab you if you beat him. He's probably the guy that throws the controller if he loses.
I have a story for you, Barry.
What would your gamer name be? We need to come up with a gamer
Chaffee
name.
Chaffy Pancake.
Who?
What did you say?
Chaffy Pancake.
Taffy?
Chaffy.
Chaffy.
What the hell
pancake?
Does that mean,
so
Nick?
I opened up my, when I got the new Xbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
I opened up a new Xbox Live account.
Uh-huh.
And so when I first started an Xbox Live account, you had to make up your own gamer tag. They didn't provide you one. Now, they provide you with one if you don't choose your own.
Okay.
And they gave me Chaffy Pancake 30.
So why the hell do I gotta get it?
That was your name?
It still is.
Chaffy?
If you play against,
Pancake?
If you play
why was that not your Twitter name when you were looking for one?
I just got Chaffy Pancake like a month ago.
That's horribly amazing.
That mine would be. Okay. Mine would be.
If you say Pac-Man Joel, I'm flipping this table and walking out.
I want to see that. I want to see that, actually.
No.
One of them would be Red Nation.
I love Beaver.
Red Nation Infuriation.
Okay.
Uh-huh,
Badgers,
okay.
Not Beavers.
No.
I screwed
that
up.
There you go. It's the second time in 2 days he's had a great punchline and he tripped over his own.
I totally just, this weekend's going to be horrible.
Weightlifting wanky on it.
This weekend's going to be horrible, the joke joint. All right, man. So what is it? I love Red Nation?
No, Pursuit of Happiness. Hashtag Pursuit of Happiness would be one.
No.
And Red Nation Infuriation would be my other one.
Red Nation Infuriation.
Yeah.
On Madden? I could see if you were playing 2K17. NBA 2K17, that is.
Okay.
But
I don't
Madden,
play
him. On Madden, it's got to be something like Skrilly D-Bop or something. Like, you got to have something that the kids can relate to.
Okay. S-U-K-D-A-T, bitch.
Wow.
Suck Dang. That, bitch. I'm going to beat you, and then I'm going to tell you what my name is.
Joel is
definitely
Joel is definitely the guy that would talk trash to a 13-year-old in Madden.
I don't see Nick. Have you know this? Nick, you know this. I don't start it, but if it started, I will
no
go.
Shame talking you trash better, to a 13-year-old. These kids are.
I could
ruthless.
See Joel just
millennials
losing his
like
mind.
To talk a lot of crap. I noticed that.
Have you ever seen the breakup? I think I showed
yes.
you this video, didn't I? Do you remember when
that's Vince Vaughn, right?
Vince Vaughn is on the couch playing Madden and he's talking to a kid. He's like, "How old are you? You're
13?
Go get your mom. Is your mom in the room? Is she witnessing this? How big is your TV? I just want to know if you can see what's happening here."
Yep.
It's amazing. That would be Joel, just straight trash talking to a 13-year-old.
I don't start it because, again, I don't like it, but I can hold my own if you start it.
Joel be like, "I'm going to come do you like I did your mom next. You're next. You're next."
No,
like,
that's
totally,
Juggalo Trey.
That would totally be Joel.
"Tell your mom the Girl Scout cookies are coming and she knows what kind of a treat it will be."
Oh, God. I don't know. I think I would get too frustrated because I'm not even good now and I'm playing it on like rookie.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting trounced. Plus, every time I like everybody gets hurt, I suck. So I couldn't play on.
And I told you guys before, but I think one of the coolest things, just being around professional athletes nowadays, with how much video games has taken a part of their lives too.
Uh-huh.
But seeing like guys before games, and on team planes and stuff, just how serious they take playing. And they don't play basketball. They play FIFA more than anything. And it is like scream and yell, throw controllers intense when they play. And it's like you're watching it. And you're watching it like with the intensity of watching a sporting event because you got two professional athletes that are just diehards for these games.
I'm telling you, any adult will lose their patience. If you continually to hear a 12-year-old talk trash in your ear, I guarantee you every adult loses their patience.
We need to get the audio from the
breakup.
And
they say things that you wouldn't normally say to a 12-year-old.
Oh, 100%. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're looking for the electronics to use to put your video game on and or anything else for your entire house for furniture and otherwise, head to Gallery Furniture. Because Gallery Furniture is locally owned and operated by Jim Mattress Mac McInvale. He sits at the front desk of the main location at I-45 North. And he makes sure that you get service after the sale as well as American-made furniture and its quality that's bought today then delivered that night because of the fact that he wants to make sure you come back again and you tell others like you tell your friends. Gallery Furniture, for a limited time, you buy a Macapedic mattress that starts at $19.99 or more and you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card free. American-made solid wood furniture, as I mentioned, that includes dining room sets, living room sets, everything that Mac puts on the showroom floor, American-made and made for you. Two-for-one recliners. That's a deal going on right now at Gallery Furniture. Gallery offers the largest selection of living room furniture made in America. Same thing with dining room tables and chairs. And if you buy today, you get it tonight. Deck your home theater out just in time for the big game coming in less than 2 weeks now. You can get special ordered upholstered furniture for your home theater all at Gallery Furniture. You buy it from them. You order it from them. They deliver it to you. They'll make sure you get it before the big game. It's an awesome set of circumstances only because locally owned and operated Gallery Furniture has three locations, one on Grand Parkway, one at Westheimer and Post Oak in the Galleria, and the mainstay, the one right there, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker. No back order slips. Buy today. Get it tonight. Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
TV.
Oh, shut up!
How big's your TV? Because I want to know if you can see what's happening.
Oh, wow, you beat a 12-year-old.
I don't care if you're 12 years old. You have more time in the day to play. I live in the real world, my man, with bills and responsibilities. That's right. You can't have a handle called Mad Dog Killer.
Hold on, Mom, I'm coming!
Is your mom in the room with you? Because I hope she can't see what's happening. I hope she can't see what's happening. You take the fun out of beating you because you have an excuse to lose.
Get a life, dude.
Do you think it's possible that your mom won't love you anymore if she sees how bad you're losing in the game?
Shut up!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Vince Vaughn is just nails no matter what he does.
That wasn't Vince Vaughn. That was secret hidden footage of you playing Madden.
No, that was just me. That was me on Twitter in the past month. I'll say that. How about that?
You think you can't tweet well and your mom won't love you.
That's right. That's outstanding.
What a fantastic
That's
scene.
That's good stuff.
That was great.
Literally my
very underrated, yes.
My favorite scene in the whole movie is right there.
That is. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
And again, that's just a great way to segue into the reminder that this hour brought to you by the Gamer Wall, our good friends there where your gaming skills and your wallet intersect. You can take on other gamers and make a legal wager on your game. It's really cool. Check it out, gamerwall.com, or check it out at nickbeatsberry.com.
No. Juggalo Trey on Twitter said, I once convinced a kid his parents were divorcing.
What? This is the kind of stuff you just can't make up that comes from Juggalo Trey.
I really do believe that he could do that too. He has the mental capacity to be able to convince a kid
that his parents are divorced
and then lose to the said 12-year-old.
And the same mental capacity to have his entire day come collapsing down on him because he was mistreated at a Whataburger drive-thru window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trey, by the way, you're on the clock. 2:35 and 30 seconds. Within 5 minutes, you will do something to completely show up what was an outstanding comment.
Richard on Twitter said that funniest name he's ever seen was... I'm not reading that. But he said
that's one of those where you started it without screening it.
Yeah. Spreader Cheeks. How about that?
That's close enough, I guess.
And then it said, and the dude just kept making fart noises the whole time they played. Now, if you, you catch me at home and I might just not be making the noises. This might be happening. Oh, God, that's so funny.
Okay, and this was the story I said that I had to say just for Barry that I uncovered during one of the breaks. Because one, Barry likes to get his fast food on.
I do.
Yeah. And two, Barry has a list of people that don't wash their hands in the bathroom.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a list. Now, you see, you keep telling
people
that. You
told me that you used to have a, you used to keep an actual list.
But you keep telling people I have a list going here, which is false. I have a mental list, but I don't actually, I haven't written down a list of everyone.
I thought you said at one time you had it here.
At an old job. At an old job, close what enough. I did, no, listen, at an old job.
Well, I always listen, but it's close enough. Have a list.
I put a list in my cube and started adding names, and then people would come by and just add names as they saw them, but not here. I don't do that here.
It's a big deal. One detail, no. It doesn't ruin a story. It makes it better. All right, so here you go. Barry, just for you, don't eat fast food in Columbus, Mississippi.
Okay.
All right, just to start. Because a fast food worker was arrested for allegedly smearing her own menstrual blood on hamburgers and then serving them to customers. Are you kidding me?
What?
Sky Juliet Samuel, 18, turned herself in Monday, charged with intentionally serving contaminated food. USA Today reports she was working at Jack's Family Restaurant in Columbus, Mississippi on January the 7th, where coincidentally, Barry had two shows that night.
No.
At 8 and 10 o'clock.
No.
And he was on his way to Dick's Last Resort. But on January the 7th, her coworker saw her do this, as well as saliva on the sandwiches. The incident began receiving attention after the coworker's mother posted the story on Facebook. Thanks, Mom, for all your help in this. Helped to incriminate her kid, but not that she didn't deserve it. She faces up to 5 years in prison.
Well, that's not enough.
You think so?
Oh my God, that's just filthy disgusting.
No, you gotta like that. It needs to be worse. I mean, maybe death. Maybe
I don't know about death.
You know,
but that's awful.
You know, in some places where they chop your hand off if you steal or if you rape, they'll
some
chop your penis off.
Yep. Yeah, countries. Nice job, Nick.
Time to do something. Chop it off, sew it up. I don't know. That's pretty damn disgusting. I don't think I would allow that.
Mm-mm.
That is horrible.
That would be just a bit out.
Also, why yesterday. I don't get ketchup on my burgers.
Why?
Because you never know. You see what people are doing out there.
But you eat your healthy self some mayonnaise.
I do get mayo.
There you
That's
go.
The problem.
Yeah.
I need to switch. No, lately since I've been on my diet, I haven't. But I will.
Barry has a way of telling them don't hold the mayo. What?
No, that's not a fact.
And by the way,
we have a gamer name for you. Someone has a gamer tag.
Jed, of course they do.
Jed sent one in via text.
Okay.
Your gamer tag should be Cheese Dome 69.
Cheese Dome.
That's not bad, Joel. You don't like
you,
that?
You wouldn't do that?
I would not do that.
Cheese Dome 69?
No, I would not do that.
Would it be Packer related?
No.
What would it be?
I doubt it. Well, if it's a Madden. Yeah,
if
it's a football game, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you have to use this gamer tag for all games across the board. So,
what would it be? Would it be
suck
something
that,
like-
bitch? I'm telling you that's what it is. That's what mine is.
It would have to be something like Aaron Rodgers is hot.
That's my sister's. That's already taken. That's my sister's.
I love A-Rod. You know, it would be something like that.
I can't stand when people call him A-Rod or
A-Ron.
It just drives
A-Raj?
Me crazy.
That's a thing?
A-Raj? Oh, yeah. Like all my buddies.
Shame on those people.
I got several friends I grew up with, even if they're not in Wisconsin anymore. A-Raj. Stop it already. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I've never heard him.
Oh, it's big back home.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but yeah.
I know this was a thing when we first did this show, when we first started it, but now people are starting to text in again what I sound like. Someone said I sound like Nick Swardson.
I don't know who that is.
You never seen Grandma's Boy?
No.
Oh. How have you not seen Grandma's Boy?
Because I do things at night rather than just watch TV after eating dinner.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah.
Oh, you just Googled him. That's why.
Yeah, well, of course.
That's what Google's for.
Yeah. I just didn't know
you
that was
cheated.
Me.
Looking up information in the age of the internet.
Yeah, damn it. Know it or don't. Own it. Know it or own it. That's it.
Grandma's Boy is a fantastic movie. You have to go see it. You have
Who's
to promise
it?
Me.
That Who's Nick, in it?
Nick Swardson. And
amongst
Betty,
others, I hope
Betty White's in it.
I guess this was a good. This would be a good time to pay homage.
Is
but
it?
Tip of the cap, probably a little bit before all of our time. But Mary Tyler Moore passed away. iconic TV personality from back in the day, right? But the one thing that kind of scratched my temple a little bit, but a lot of people that she starred on shows with, like she was Dick Van Dyke's wife, I guess, in the Dick Van Dyke show, things like that, they were all chiming in to send their condolences. Betty White was on the Mary Tyler Moore show, and we haven't heard from Betty White. This concerns me. I hope she's okay. Because I think if I was you guys in the Deadpool that I didn't participate in...
Yeah, why didn't you
I would say, because first of all, the fact that I know exactly why I didn't get into it when I heard Fred and AJ talking about it the first day.
Okay.
Because of their propensity to gamble and be intensely dialed into it. Fred did a whole lot of research.
He did indeed.
There's no doubt Fred's probably going to win.
No. Not true.
But at the same time,
he
Betty White, it scares me.
Yeah,
it scares me, but Betty White would be on that list because just her age alone. But the fact that she hasn't chimed in yet deeply concerns me.
Yeah, but
me.
Betty White has no value in a Deadpool. Like,
why?
Mary Tyler Moore had some value. That's 20 points. She was 80. You get 20 points out of that.
I don't understand
There's
that.
No value. It's you take the 100 minus their age, and that's how many points you get if they're on your list and they pass.
So getting close to that, who has a birthday today?
Uh-huh.
I did just a bit outside a minute ago. Bob Uecker's birthday today.
And
so happy birthday, Mr. Belvedere.
How old is he?
I'd have to look that up. But
what
I would,
the hell? How do you?
I can't would guess because I got a message on Facebook, but I didn't look up. I mean, it's not going to say, "Hey, Bob."
You got a message,
Bob? Yeah, Bob.
Are you friends with Bob on Facebook?
And the Brewers and other things. Yeah.
God, you are. Wisconsin through and through,
without
aren't you?
Question. I'm proud of it.
Good Lord.
I
never got any Milo Hamilton birthdays.
Well,
when
Pally.
He was here.
Well, Pally, that's your fault.
Never happened.
All right. Well, maybe there's still hope. Well, I guess there's not. All right. We've got plenty more sure to go.
That was Joel Blank making that comment.
That's right. Joel, Barry, Nick, here till 4 o'clock. Please join us, won't you? ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock. Almost 2 hours through, with lots of fun and games and shenanigans to this point. Hopefully you're enjoying it, and if you want to participate, please join us, won't you? 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. Michael has been waiting,
okay.
Barry,
I was
so
gonna
let's
say,
get him
I,
in.
Real right. quick, let me just make this correction, because everyone's jumping on me, because it wasn't Betty White that was in Grandma's Boy. It was Doris Roberts. So Chase and Tyler and Jed and the other 8,000 people that texted and tweeted me, my bad. It was Doris Roberts, who played... the mom of Ray Romano, and I guess everybody
they do
loves
look
Raymond.
Similar. I know, yeah, and everyone loves Raymond.
All old white ladies look alike. Let's be real. That's not even racist. All old white ladies look alike, right?
Can yeah, because Seinfeld's mom kind of resembled the two of them too, right?
See. And then Richard said your gamer tag would be AR12 biggest fanboy. That would be your
Richard,
gamer
I could tell you a lot of things right now, but what your name would be. But I'm going to have a good day for both of us and just
oh boy.
I cannot believe that Juggalo Trey once convinced the kid his parents were divorcing, by the way.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Michael, you've been holding a while. You want to get in here talking about Super Bowl. What's up?
Yeah, I had two things. First, I wanted to ask if you guys thought that because, you know, Goodell doesn't want to give Tom Brady the trophy, do you think the referees were slightly leaned towards the Falcons? And I had another thing, the topic y'all were talking about yesterday, about Brady and Michael Jordan being in the same class.
Yep.
The reason why I think that's wrong is because you have to look at during Brady's Super Bowl run, Peyton Manning got a ring, Eli Manning got a ring, but when Jordan was on top of his game, there was no ring for Barkley, there was no ring for Malone, and a lot of people say the Rockets wouldn't even got those two rings had Jordan been playing.
Thanks for the call, man.
I sure hope Michael gets that drone thing worked out. So
and
that
drop
he can get
Verizon
that thing
and sign up with Sprint, buddy, because that connection
Sprint,
is terrible.
Homie. You need Sprint
yeah.
in your life.
You need
that
Sprint, and you also need to land that drone, because that thing hovering around you.
No, I don't think the refs are going to play a part
either.
In it from a standpoint of the NFL would have the fix in. I don't think.
I also don't believe Goodell today when he came out and said he would look forward to presenting the trophy to those two guys.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
No way.
No, I think he would loathe that heavily. I think his abode is decked out with Falcons gear right now.
Yeah.
And as far as the points he made for the Brady and Jordan thing, and I don't want to bring that up again, but I mean, there's valid points on both sides, and out of all that, the only thing that stuck out of my head is him saying that a lot of people think the Rockets wouldn't have won two championships. I don't know. A lot of people think they would have too, because we've said it a million times on this show and others. We talked about it on Sundays on game day. Vernon Maxwell could guard Jordan.
And over and over,
the
we've
Bulls
said
had
it.
No answer for Olajuwon.
Correct.
So,
and Michael,
don't just assume that those two championships
Michael
would go to Chicago.
Michael told Rudy T and those guys that.
Yeah.
So he knew they had no answer
yep.
for Olajuwon. So again, and we all, ifs, buts, candies, nuts, it's never going to happen. We'll never play it out. It's fun fodder to talk about and have a discussion about. But the bottom line is, the results are what they are, and the Rockets won back-to-back titles, period. Just like,
word.
You know, just like, you know, from the standpoint of, look, there is the argument that when Jordan played, he won twice, he won three in a row. I forget who called in. Oh, it was JJ. But JJ made sure that he said that the Rockets, or that the Bulls repeated twice, winning three in a row. Repeating and winning. Okay. I digress.
I actually got that one right when you were done saying it.
And when he was saying it, I was like, oh, boy. I could bring it up now, or I could bring it up later.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. So, we got that. By the way, Bob Uecker, 83 today.
Oh, boy.
Half man, half amazing is halfway to his grave. Vince Carter is 40. But, by the way, I saw him play the other night. Hung in the air, back to the basket, double pumped, beat the defense by staying airborne and put it in. He's still doing it. And I dare say, Hall of Fame, when he's done, just simply by the sheer numbers he'll have calculated.
Okay. Longevity.
Playing from longevity.
I was going to say, and you know, my first reaction was, whoa, but it's the NBA.
Everyone
gets in the Hall of Fame in the NBA.
Well, but not to mention,
you
if
might
you play
even
20,
get in the Hall of
but
Fame
if you
in the
play
NBA.
20, well, Robert Horry ain't getting in, but he's got seven rings.
Or he'll get in.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
I'll make you a bet easy.
He might not. No? He might not.
But Vince Carter, because of the simple fact he's played 20 years in the NBA, those are numbers that are going to be hard to equal.
Yeah.
His numbers will be parallel, but most of the guys that have the same numbers won't have played as long.
So are you looking forward to the All-Star games? Do you dig the basketball All-Star weekend?
I don't. There's nothing anymore.
It is without a doubt the best of the three.
I agree.
I mean, I like the baseball All-Star game a little bit. I mean the Home Run Derby I think is played, and I don't really get into it all that much anymore.
I love the three-point contest.
I think some of the pomp and circumstance around the NBA All-Star game is more fun. Plus, the stories, I know that there's no defense and it becomes 160 to 155 game. But I think still, to me, it's the best of the three from a weekend perspective. I still might have to say the best game is the MLB All-Star game, just because they're actually playing. Like pitchers are trying to get batters out.
Yep.
You know, they're just not lobbing in. Now, you know, maybe when David Ortiz comes up on retirement,
God rest his soul. But the pitcher that was going to tell him what was coming every single step of the way was Jose Fernandez.
Yeah.
Well, all the cool events from the older All Star games kind of lost its, you know, like the slam dunk contest and all the cool events
because the stars stopped doing the slam dunk.
Now the dunk contest
that was
for the last 5 years, dare I say, had kind of a rejuvenation.
Not bad.
Yeah, but again, there's only so many dunks you can do. And I give guys credit because some of the stuff they've come up with in the last 5 years, I don't know how anybody thought of, but there was some great dunks. But again, between Zach LaVine and even when Dwight Howard started all with what he was doing and, you know, the ones kicking it off the side of the backboard, catching it, you know, having a guy throw it off the... There's some really, really creative stuff.
Is Kevin Hart's little celebrity thing a good thing anymore? I mean,
I like the celebrity games, but Kevin Hart gets way too much play in those games. I just like seeing everybody on the court and seeing if they can play or not.
Who's watching the Pro Bowl?
Nobody.
And now what did I hear? Part of the Pro Bowl they're going to have, first of all, I would think as a player, if it was in Hawaii, the guys that got selected would have more propensity to go. But like you've seen, like I think it's something like 45% of the guys that were actually selected to the Pro Bowl have declined because it's in Orlando.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll pass. Been to Orlando.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I'm not craving football that bad to watch that either. I mean,
but they are going to have the bowling and skills challenges with other sports for the NFL players. So there's another chance for them to get seriously hurt without having to pretend that they were tackling or blocking someone.
They should just save the money and not do that. Just save the money and give it to the players or to charity.
And just
or something.
Say that, look, that the same thing that goes with being selected all pro.
Yeah.
You
same
can
thing.
Say, and you were selected to the Pro Bowl. We'll give you the jersey that you can hang in your office. And if there's a financial gain for it, good. You get that too. But let's not kid anybody. You're not even playing flag football when you're out there. So just let it go. All right, I'm here to tell you about Window World right now. I'm a huge fan of Window World in Houston because of the fact that they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price. And they also have energy-saving windows made right here in America. They carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. And if you get them, they come with the number one window company in America by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, a low price. They start at just $189 per plus $45 for solar zone low E to meet Texas energy regulations. What's the first step to reducing your energy bills? Call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. No charge to you, no hassles, no pressure, free estimate, but they can explain to you what you have to lose by not getting the windows and what you can gain and how much you can save if you do. Call 713-439-1172 or go online, windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.